And welcome back in. This is the Tennessee Star Report. The 1,159-page budget deal is now available. There's a 29-page summary. There's about 5,000 pages of the actual budget appropriations bill with seven compartments, including the 1,159 that deals with kind of the most intractable issue of border security. And interestingly enough, as we get into the details, and we'll share this with you more in the next half hour and also put up a couple of links so you can actually read the document if you want. The total amount that is being budgeted is actually more than Trump originally asked for, but not when it comes to the border security. The physical barriers, the fencing, can only, under this bill, under this deal, can only be done in the Rio Grande Valley of Texas. So if you want to build additional border wall in Arizona, New Mexico, Southern California, not under this deal. Again, this is the problem. When you look at the details, it is constricted and restricted by the rhino Republicans who negotiated it and by the whack job Democrats who negotiated it. And yet it is a step in the right direction. We're going to talk with Congressman Mark Green, get his take on it. But we've got more details for you in the next half hour as well. And Congressman Mark, good to have you back with us.
Hey, it's great to be on the show, Steve, Michael. How are y'all today?
Doing good. It's a decent deal, maybe not a great deal, not what we would want, but it's a step in the right direction. Would that sum it up?
Oh, gosh, I hate to even say that. You know, there are some things in it that are better than what the offers were on the table before. For example, the 55 miles that's actually new mileage of wall. But, you know, in the 1.6 deal, that was we could basically do 243 miles of conversion of vehicle barriers to pedestrian barriers.
So those were already sort of in the 650 or so that's already there. This is new mileage, so it's a win.
This is brand new mileage.
Okay. Now, also, Mark, one of the things that I think gets lost also is that we're not trying to do 1,500 miles of wall. There are geographic barriers. There are others. There is a certain amount of wall and barrier that's already up. As you point out, it needs to be enhanced. It needs to be made more secure. But the amount of mileage that still is kind of open territory that needs to be secured, what are we talking, 300-400 miles, not 1,500?
It's significantly more. Here's the issue. Homeland Security came to us and said, okay, this is where the narcotics are coming through. This is where the vast majority of the trafficking is coming through, and we need 243 miles. So this was a needs-based plan originally. Now it's okay, we'll give you, you know, it's sort of like bartering, and we're getting 55 miles. It's better in one sense, it's not in the other, but it's this political gamesmanship and not needs-driven rational thinking. That's the thing that frustrates me the most. One of the important
and we will still have hundreds of miles that our border security folks, experts say, is unsecured. Even after
that,
this, hundreds of miles are still open to drugs, narcotics, cartels, coyotes, and terrorists.
Yeah. One other thing to note, though, that's fortunate about this is that this goes into the appropriations bill. So, for example, a year from now, if we're in this same problem again and we do a continuing resolution, then it automatically refunds another 55 miles. So that is fortunate that we're talking about an appropriations bill and not an authorizations bill. So this is a we can do this over and over and over again.
That's a good point.
Eventually get
So Congressman, so when did the final 1,159-page bill arrive in your possession?
So it posted sometime around midnight last night. My team got on it pretty early this morning. We're going through it. So far, no surprises from the framework that was initially briefed to us yesterday, but even RSC members and even conference committee members didn't know the details, the full extent of the details. I would say probably 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon when I talked to one of the conference members, he didn't even know the text of the bill. The process has just been absurd. It's no way to run a legislature. The Democrats and we can say, okay, they're newly in control. They've only been in control for 3 or 4 weeks, and maybe their operational systems are just not up and running. But you know something? Nancy's been the speaker before. So the fact that we can't seem to get even our schedules working is it's mind-boggling to me. You know, I ran a healthcare company. You can't run an entity in the private sector the way these guys are trying to run the government.
So when, Congressman Green, are you going to have to vote on this bill?
Looks like tonight. So they are violating the rule that they asked for back when the Republicans were in charge, and it's actually even probably not enough time anyway. You know, the 72-hour rule, but. So we're voting this evening on an 1,100-page bill. My people have the bill. You know, we're ripping staples out and reading through it. We've got other teams of supporters reading through it. You know, hopefully we'll get through it by this evening.
I noticed that it gives $1 billion to the Smithsonian. I love the Smithsonian. Why are we putting $1 billion into the Smithsonian and not securing our border?
Yeah, you know, that's they talk about doing away with, you know, all of these appropriations that are tacked on to bills. But obviously, that's not the case. They're still doing it.
$4.4 billion in international disaster assistance, $100 million more than last year. $3.4 billion in refugee assistance, $74 million more than last year. They're increasing funding for these kind of giveaways, and yet restricting the number of beds for detention of violent criminals that are detained. I mean, these aren't just people that are coming in illegally and us detaining them. These are the ones that are like the worst of the worst, and the Democrats are wanting to make sure we free these people and allow them to go out into our communities, into our country. We need to be tracking the names, Congressman, because when those people commit violent crimes here, we need to pin that right on Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats.
Absolutely, we need to do that. But, you know, it's all a part of their agenda. The Democrat Party of today is significantly different than the Democrat Party of 3 or 4 weeks ago. I mean, they want full open borders. Why else would they want to cap ICE beds and these detention beds, other than the fact that they want them in our community potentially voting?
Well, I don't know if you heard earlier this week, our suggestion is to, you know, when we hit the limit and we've got these violent rapists, drug dealers, murderers, and others, load them up on a bus and drop them off right at Nancy Pelosi's front doorstep in San Francisco and let the media and let her community know, yeah, we have to release these people because we don't have the detention facilities. We're not going to release them in Texas and Arizona and New Mexico. We're taking them right to Chuck Schumer's front steps. We're taking them right to Nancy Pelosi's front steps so people know this is where these criminals are being dumped because they won't let us detain them.
Make sure you put a sign in their hands that says walls are immoral when you do that.
Hey, let me ask you on another topic, Mark. Yesterday you had Ilhan Omar with her anti-Semitic rants recently, a faux apology, taking on Elliot Abrams, a Jewish envoy, by the way, to Venezuela, continuing her anti-Semitism, and chastising this guy, even when he denies that he's for genocide, which is a ridiculous question. She says, I'll take that as a yes, that you're in favor of it. At what point will Congress do something to rein in these crazies?
Well, yesterday, very interestingly, we put David Kustoff did this, put an amendment on. Congressman Buck's amendment, but David did the work on the floor, and we got it added, and they had to vote for this anti-Semitism resolution on a bill that ultimately we voted against, and it was a foreign policy issue in Yemen. But very interestingly, they had to vote. We were very successful in putting them on record on this, and Omar voted for it herself. We will continue to put these kinds of barriers in their way and then turn around at election time and show them, okay, here's who these people are.
Well, particularly when, again, you've got Jewish voters in America that are continuing to fund and vote for Democrats. I think, again, the more you can expose who they are and what they're doing, the better. Tonight, you guys are going to vote on the budget deal. I assume it passes. President Trump indicates he's going to go along with it and then look for more money. Is that how you see it playing out?
Yeah, I kind of see it on this issue. We're probably going to vote this evening. It will probably pass. I know as it stands right now, I'll probably be a no, but it's looking like they'll have enough to get the thing done. Then the president signs it. He gets a little bit of money, and then I anticipate some form of an emergency declaration from him. And then there's various pots of money out there, anywhere from $500 million from one type of funds to 3.6 or 3.7 from another set of funds. So he could get close to the five, really close to the five this year.
But would he be restricted in where he could place it because of this bill saying you can only spend it in that Texas region? Again, that's where a lot of the demand is. But, you know, Arizona, New Mexico, California, there could also be some need for walls in those territories as well. This bill limits geographically where the pedestrian wall can be built.
Yeah, I think he'd be operating under the National Emergencies Act from 76, which would not constrain. I mean, he could declare the emergency just about anywhere on the border, you know, he feels like he needs to.
Congressman Mark Green, thanks for being with us and sharing your thoughts. We'll post the bill so people can read it for themselves if they desire to, and keep us posted. We appreciate what you're doing.
Thanks for having me on the show, guys. See y'all.
Thanks, Mark. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about some of the details that are in this budget deal. Again, it's better than what we would get otherwise, but it's still not securing our border, and that's really what the Democrats want, an unsecure, open border, because they care more about illegals than they do Americans. Pretty simple.